We're visiting with LIBO head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, congratulations on win number one of the season and getting off to a great start in district play with a 42-14 win over St. Paul. I know we kind of briefly mentioned about it, kind of a back and forth start, but then you guys were able to make some adjustments and take over from there. And what'd you like about that win on Friday night?
Well, at this point, we'd like any win. It's been a kind of a rough start to the season. We had some really good teams right off the bat, and felt like we didn't quite show up like we should have. But it was nice to be able to start over in district play and focus on, just going 1-0 this week, and we were able to do that. Definitely, guys were more assignment sound. We started off the game, went down and scored. And then we kind of had our typical non-assignment sound football for a drive, and they went down and scored. And then after that, we were able to get some stops, some turnovers, make them actually punt, and then we kept scoring. So it was definitely a confidence builder, and some guys that are new to being starters this year definitely are stepping up. And just at the beginning of the season, there just wasn't much, there was no room for error. And so breaking in a bunch of new guys, it was pretty tough.
You mentioned
but
some.
It was a great win for us.
Can you mention some of the guys that did some good things for you on Friday night in the win?
Well, first off, our quarterback, Drew Conrad, he really stepped up and threw the ball well. He was throwing dots, and he also took off and ran a couple times when we were passing, and hadn't seen him do that yet this year. And our running back, Corey Reese, out of the backfield was pretty tough to contain. We hit a lot of flare passes, and then he was able to get some runs off of that also. And then our senior, Grayson Shoemaker, was pretty unstoppable. Six catches for 123 yards, and should have been three touchdowns, but two touchdowns and two-point conversions. He's a matchup problem, and we did a good job of moving him around. I felt like in the past we didn't move him around enough, and the defense keyed on him. But anyway, it was a good confidence builder. The line definitely stepped up. Zach Oswald, our junior offensive lineman, he had a big-time assignment. They have a really good defensive tackle, offensive lineman, and those two just battled all night. But I don't know if we had anybody else that could block that guy, because he was pretty good.
How's the vibe been at practice this week, knowing you guys got win number one finally? Do you feel like the guys are confident?
Yeah, it definitely changed the vibe. They're human, and nobody likes to lose, but not just losing, but the way we were losing. And just felt like we're a little bit more all in this week, and focused and excited. We really went back to a lot of the basics, tackling and blocking, and just repping that stuff, because we felt like that was really hurting us in the first couple weeks with our new guys. And then even our returners were struggling with that stuff too. So, so yeah, it was a good week, and a good week of practice. We're ready for Friday.
We're visiting with LIBO head football coach Brian Hadley here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're back at home. You take on Meredithine Valley, and I know they are continuing their struggles. Only have scored 14 points on the year. But what do you know about the Trojans?
Well, they're young, and they look. They've got a very athletic quarterback who's only a freshman, but he doesn't play like a freshman. I feel like he definitely has some ability to make people miss, and he can throw the ball. They will be a good challenge for us, and we're looking forward to hosting them here. In the past, we've had pretty good success with playing Meredithine, but this is a new team for us, and we've got to be assignment sound, and like we were later on in the game against St. Paul. And if we do that, then I feel pretty confident in our abilities. But there's just breaking in new guys, there's not much room for error. So, but we're definitely looking forward to it and feeling more confident going into the game this Friday.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday against Merida Zine, and we'll talk to you again next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Dylan.
That is LIBO head football coach Brian Hadley joining us here on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Miller Granite and Granite Construction on KVOE, live and local.